AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. President Obama says there's no immediate threat to America as the nation takes a break to celebrate Thanksgiving, but security is tight. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says officials are on the lookout for just about anything that's suspicious.
Copycat acts, similar to things that occur overseas. We're focused on the lone actor as well. And we've seen some of that overseas and here in recent months.
As the long holiday weekend begins, thousands of people in Washington state are still without electricity because of a powerful windstorm a week ago. This is the AP's Nick Geranius in Spokane.
Some of the traditional soup kitchens and such are expecting to have more customers than they would normally have for a Thanksgiving dinner, and they're gearing up for that.
The outages may continue for several more days. New York is hosting thousands of people this Thanksgiving Day, with many of them already starting to line the parade route for the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Macy's says the lineup will feature 17 giant character balloons, 27 floats, more than 1,000 clowns, 12 marching bands, and a host of celebrity performers, including Jordan Sparks, Mariah Carey, Jake Owen, Trey Songz, and Jennifer Nettles. Protecting it all will be the NYPD with even more officers than ever before, along with its new Critical Response Command, which is part of the counterterrorism unit. Julie Walker, New York.
In Chicago, community activist William Calloway says it's time for a change at the top in the police department.
Gary McCarthy has to go. He is part of the problem. We need a culture change in the Chicago Police Department, and that's what we are demanding. And they will see more massive demonstration if we don't see that culture change.
There were protests again Wednesday night in response to the video of a black teenager being shot by a white officer. And now there are also threats of Black Friday protests in key shopping areas in the city. This is AP Radio News. As governors in some states announce they plan to close their borders to Syrian refugees, they're being reminded of the law.
The Obama administration has sent a letter to state officials around the nation reminding them that states do not have legal authority to refuse accepting Syrian refugees. The letter sent by the Office of Refugee Resettlement says states may not deny benefits and services to refugees based on their country of origin or religious affiliation. And the letter adds states that fail to comply would be breaking the law and could be subject to enforcement action. The U.S. has taken in roughly 2,200 Syrian refugees over the last 4 years, and President Obama wants to bring in an additional 10,000 during the current budget year. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Hurricane Sandra has strengthened to a powerful Category 4 storm in the eastern Pacific off Mexico's coast. The storm's maximum sustained winds are now nearly 145 miles an hour. And Pope Francis has celebrated his first public mass in Africa. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.